Austin has given us a nice entry into a segment about Initiative 940. The ballot title reads, "This measure would require law enforcement to receive violence de-escalation, mental health, and first aid training, and provide first aid, and change standards for use of deadly force, adding a good faith standard and independent investigation." Later this hour, we'll talk with a proponent of Initiative 940. First, though, we're joined by Mike Solon from the Coalition for a Safer Washington. He's against 940. Mr. Solon, thank you for joining us on the air.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Did I pronounce your last name right to start with?
You nailed it. Good job.
All right. So why are you and other policing organizations against 940?
Well, 940 is just bad public policy. I can tell you that 940 falsely claims that this is about police training. And that couldn't be further from the truth. The reality is, when it comes to rewriting the deadly force language that's encompassed within 940, what they really want to do, if you really look at the details of this thing and you investigate what their social media posts have been saying, the supporters of with 940, they want to make political prosecutions of police officers across this state. And to us, that is unacceptable. It will harm communities. It will divide us further. It will not protect police. And if anything, it's a complete catastrophe that they want to use this model that they claim is after 27 states. That couldn't be further from the truth. This is untested legal language that is awful for us. And I urge everyone to vote no against I-940.
So you are a Seattle police officer, correct?
Well, I'm a police officer in Washington State. I cannot say that I'm representing my department.
Okay.
However, I do work for a large urban police urban center in this state. How's that for a yes or no answer?
Fair enough. So, do you feel like you have sufficient training when it comes to situations involving people with mental health issues, people who might be carrying weapons, that sort of thing?
Well, I can tell you, I've been a police officer for 20 years. I don't know any officer that I work with on a daily basis, nor do I want to know any officer that wants to take somebody's life. Taking of a life is tragic, whether it's outside in the community or if it unfortunately has to be is around police use of force. The bottom line is, and that this is the devil's in the details with 940, that 940 isn't about police training, although they claim it is. And I can tell you that the Criminal Justice Training Commission already puts on training for crisis intervention training and de-escalation training enacted by the legislature in 2014. Millions of dollars, taxpayer money, have been paying for this training. It is RCW 43101427. Within that, mandates that officers across this state participate in crisis intervention training and de-escalation training, and on top of that, agencies can work with the Criminal Justice Training Commission, passed on top of that mandated training, for further education for a 40-hour, week-long program that delves into crisis intervention training. But I'm just going to be implicitly clear. I-940 is not about training, and that's how they've masked this to the voters. If you were really to dig down deep into 940, you'll see that what they truly want to do is divide our communities, make them less safe, and politically prosecute police officers and put us in prison.
So do you believe that what the legislature, the tweaked version of 940 that the legislature came up with that the court wouldn't allow on the ballot, how is that better than what's going on the ballot?
Well, in our view, as the members that I represent here in King County and in another law enforcement labor group, the Troopers Association, who I cannot speak for, but I know that they supported not supporting the compromise language. It was us and the troopers that were against the compromise language. And the bottom line is, the compromise language, as admitted by supporters of 940, the compromise language, deadly force, good faith language, is just as bad as 940. Therefore, our organization would be doing our members a disservice by supporting that language. It is unquestionably horrible, just like 940 is horrible.
Mike Solon represents the Coalition for a Safer Washington. He's against 940, as he just told you. Thank you for joining us on the air tonight.
Absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity to educate the voters to vote no on 940. Thank you for your time.
All right, thank you.